Might be opportunity in maybe November of 2020. But my understanding is that the grave is still empty.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yes,
who's been there? Bears, you've been there? Yeah. Mr. Seatman?
Yes, sir.
Still empty.
Praise the Lord.
No, it doesn't. That's broken. We don't want it to do that. All right. Still empty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah for salvation. Not because we deserve it, but because He's good to us. This summer, we had the opportunity as a family to take a trip to Wisconsin. This is not our first time traveling to Wisconsin. You pretty much get on Route 90 and head west. Make a right at Chicago and go north. It's pretty much how you get there. There's some sights along the way that we get excited about. I don't know why. I mean, it's a family joke, but there's this town called Ashtabula that we... anybody ever see Ashtabula? All right. My father-in-law convinced his family that that was halfway to Wisconsin. That's about 3 hours from here. That is not halfway. So they would spend the night there. They had friends. So we'd always point out Ashtabula. We retell that story. We laugh a little bit and then tease Papa and then move on. Next down the line, we, of course, point out Progressive Field, Jacobs Field, the, I would dare say, the mecca of baseball, where the Cleveland Indians play 81 games out of the season. Yes. So we point that out, and then we usually say something to the effect of, man, I wish we were going to a game, and you know, all that. By then, the kids usually are asleep, and we'll pick them up back up in Indiana. We point out South Bend, Indiana. That is where Notre Dame is, and we draw attention to that. We point out Chicago, and there we are. On our pathway, we have these markers that kind of help us get along, because it is a long ride. It is about 11 hours or so. You know, sometimes our life is like that. You know, we take this long ride, and sometimes we fail to see the markers throughout. Tonight we're going to be talking about the topic of kindness. What is kindness? Kindness is doing good to others. Tenderness of heart, assisting in distress. And as we head down the pathway of kindness, I want to pick up some sights along the way. Pick up some sights, some things that we're going to see as we head down this pathway of kindness, as we maneuver through life and we've determined in our life, I'm just going to be kind to others. And as we assist others, as we are doing good to others, as we have tenderness of heart, as we're going down the way, what are some things that we'll see down this path of kindness? There's certainly sights along the way. Let's pray and see what the Lord has for us. Heavenly Father, thank You for tonight. God, I am thankful that You saved the very ones that crucified You, and I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful that You paid my sin debt. Thankful that Your grace is greater than any of my sin. Lord, we love You tonight. Lord, it's good to sing to You. God, as we open up Your Word, Lord, help us to, whether there are two or 90 here tonight, Lord, I pray that we'd make a purpose in our heart to be kind one toward another. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 19 tonight. Good to have our friends the Peskies here tonight. And all the way from Greece, New York, praise the Lord. Dear friend of mine in the ministry, and thankful for that. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 22 says, "The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar." The desire of a man is his kindness. There's a lot of things that we would like to see out of one another. Expectations we have for our children. expectations maybe we have of a spouse or loved one or fellow church member. And as we go throughout, we expect certain, or we desire certain traits out of people. There's a desirable trait in us. I say the words desirable traits and our school kids get a little nervous. Every progress report or every report card we send home, we have a list of desirable traits. And how are you doing in these? So how about you tonight take some evaluation of the desirable trait of kindness in your life? Because the desire of a man is his kindness. You know what people want? People want to be treated kindly. No. I don't want kindness. I want people to be mean to me. Said no one. As we head down this pathway of kindness, you know what we'll see? We'll see as we desire to, and can I tell you, kindness is a conscious effort in our minds, in our hearts. You have to go out of your way to be kind, because our first response is not kindness. The other day, yesterday, we were out doing some visits and we were making some stops and we were going here and there, handing out tracts a little bit, and it takes us right up to lunchtime. And went to McDonald's. They have $2 breakfast sandwiches. And as we pulled in, some of the children were like, "Dad, I really don't want a breakfast sandwich for lunch." Well, you can get anything you want for $2, but that's our personal limit per person. Say, that's a little cheap. We got a van full. I mean, that you take any number and multiply it by that. Yeah. So we get up there, and I said, "Okay, who wants a breakfast sandwich?" Two breakfast sandwiches. I said, "All right." They said, "Do they have chicken sandwiches?" I said, "They have chicken sandwiches, and today they are $1. I said, "So you can get two chicken sandwiches." So the kids are like, "Okay." So we ordered, I think, two breakfast sandwiches and seven chicken sandwiches. Right? Is that true? Pulled up to the window, paid for our stuff, and they said, "Sir, we weren't prepared for that many chicken sandwiches at once. Will you kindly pull up and wait?" I pulled up and waited. Sam looked over at me. He goes, "That was the nicest interaction by a McDonald's worker we have ever experienced." I said, "This is the nicest McDonald's I've ever been at. Downtown Brockport here. What happened?" Usually, we open up the window, and they're like, "They'll be right out. Please pull ahead." That's what I get. They took the ownership. They said, "I'm really sorry." Man, oh man. How do you get upset with that? Can I tell you, you being kind to someone else will be a blessing to them, because that's what they desire. That's what they want. See, the desire of man is his kindness. Know what I want? I want to be treated kindly. You know what everybody wants? To be treated kindly. As we travel down the pathway of kindness, know what we will pass along the way? Being a blessing to others. When was the last time you made someone smile? By kindness. Miss Katie tells us great jokes just about every week. She apologized this week. She said, "I need to get some more jokes for you, Pastor." I don't know. All right. As long as they're clean, Katie. Just as long as they're clean. I believe... all right. Down our pathway of kindness. What do we want? We want to be a blessing to others. That is the byproduct. Those are some things you're going to see. When I travel to Wisconsin, I pass through Ashtabula. I see Progressive Field. I see all of these things because that's the path that takes me by. As I choose and endeavor in my home and in my house and in my life, say, "I am going to be kind today." One of the scenes I'm going to see is being a blessing to somebody else. The desire to put into a situation to relieve those less fortunate. To be a blessing. The lack of covetousness for our own personal gain is kindness. To accommodate your friends. It was back in 1990. I think it was about 1998. Maybe 97. It was a long time ago. Probably half the crowd wasn't even born then. We were up in the old chapel. I remember I was standing about midway through. Pastor Huber came up to me and he's like, "So what are you doing?" I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing?" He said, "Where are you going? Are you..." And he just sat down and just took time with me. It wasn't too long after that that we developed quite a good friendship. But he was always kind to me. Are you accommodating to your friends? Are you a blessing to others? Are you helpful along the way? I don't know about you, but every now and then I could use a kind word. Every now and then, you probably could use a kind word. Every now and then, I could use some encouragement. Every now and then, you could use some encouragement. You know what you'll see down the pathway of kindness? Blessing to others. Matthew chapter 5, point number 1. You'll be a blessing because you'll be what every person desires. The Bible says this, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, very familiar verses, we read them often. "You're the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And he giveth light unto all that are in the house." And he says this, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know what kindness gives you an opportunity to do? Be a witness and glorify God. Nobody wants to hear... if I'm allowed to say this. No one wants to hear what the jerk has to say. The guy that's in the parking lot yelling at the kids. The guy that's doing that or cussing out the lady at the customer service desk because something's broke. It's not her fault. No one wants to hear from that guy. But the one that acts in kindness, you know what you'll have? You'll have opportunities to witness. As you walk down the pathway of kindness, you know what you will experience? Just like as we go down the highway and we see these markers, you know what you'll see? You'll see opportunities to witness and glorify God. Just because you're kind. It will give you an opportunity that you would not have without it. Let your light so shine before men. Hey, let others see kindness. Anybody ever have an interaction in a parking lot? Say, what do you mean? Both going for the same spot? Or ever have that guy cut you off and then you're following him and then you go to the same place? That could be awkward. Ever do somebody else wrong driving? Didn't see him, you pull right out in front, and then you're standing next to him in the cashier. What do? I go to another lane. Or do you go up and say, "Hey, I'm really sorry about that, I messed up. I'm glad we're both okay." Who gets mad at that? No one responds poorly after that. When someone comes and apologizes, it might just give you an opportunity to witness. But you get out, and you're yelling, and they're yelling, and it just happens to be your cashier, and you got your gospel tract, you know what you can do? Give it to them. Kindness will give you an opportunity to witness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at here. So how many of these do you have? You just don't worry about that. I have 6. So what number are we on? 3. Three. Number one, on the pathway of kindness, to be a blessing to others. Number two, you'll have an opportunity to witness. We've seen that before, though. You're at someone's door. I don't remember when it was. I remember the circumstance vividly. We're at somebody's house, knocked on the door. The guy was working in the garage. He came out. Hi, sir, can we give it? No, I'm all set. All right. So we're walking back out, and I see on his car, father of a Marine. He's got the symbol, the flag there that his kid's in war. I said, sir, is your son in the Marines? He said, he is. I said, next time you talk to him, can you let him know I appreciate it? He's like, I will. He's like, well, what was that you had there? What happened? Just kindness. Gave an opportunity. There's certain things you'll not be discouraged over or regret. Of course, reading your Bible, praying, coming to church. You'll not go, oh, that was such a waste of time. Loving others. Being kind. You'll not get to heaven and go, yeah, Lord, I was just too kind to others. Man, I regret that. That was a mistake. No, you won't ever say that. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1. We're going to read a few verses, but I want you to follow this thought. It really is kind of verse 4 and 5 and 6, but we'll read the whole passage. We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Look at this now. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. This is how we prove we are a minister of God. In much patience, in affliction, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, and fastings. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness. One way we can prove your love and devotion to Christ, according to this verse, is by kindness. In marriage, it is important to continually show your love for one another. Show it. Act in kindness. Not just words, but actions. Actions. And as our kindness towards others, you know what's proof of? Our love for the Savior. The deeper in love we are with Christ, the kinder we will be to others. Say, how does that work? Why is that? Well, explain that formula to me. Because we will begin to see others as Christ sees others. And I'll no longer look at their inconveniences that they are to me. But I'll see them as souls and people that need love and care. And the closer we walk with Christ, the kinder you will be. It is proof of our love for the Lord. Kindness is, listen, I'll say it twice. Kindness is no part of you, but brings glory to God. Kindness is no part of you. In yourself, you're not kind. It's through God. And it brings God glory. Kindness. Kindness is proof of your love and devotion to Christ. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3:12 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. This morning we talked about, remember Bartimaeus. What did he do before he came to Christ? Took off his raiment. cast off his clothes before he came to Christ. After, the Bible tells us to put on some things. Tonight, maybe, Pastor Russo keeps it kind of chilly in the sanctuary. Better bring an extra sweater, right, Miss Lee? All right, very good. As Christians, there's things that we ought to put on as we interact one with another. Because it says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. He's talking to us all. This isn't like, well, this is for preachers or missionaries or evangelists or those that are part of Christian education or something like that where you work with kids. No, this is for everybody. And what it does is it brings about unity. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. But one of those things is kindness. I love our Christian school. Maddie, where's Maddie? Maddie, is she in the nursery? Maddie and who else? Leah. Where's Leah? Leah. Both in their school uniform this morning. Almost brought a tear to my eye. I love it. There they were. It was back to school Sunday this morning on our bus. And thank you so much. We had how many baskets? 20. How many kids do we have? 20. Ooh. Good estimating, Miss Calliope. Very good. So there we sent them home with that, and they had baskets back to school. And I saw Maddie walk in, and she had her uniform on. And then Leah came around the corner, she had her uniform on, and they looked alike. Why? Because they put on the same things. Christians ought to be identified by what they put on. And one of those things is kindness. Kindness towards one another and loved ones. It promotes friendship among brethren. He that hath friends must show himself friendly. Right? Behold how good and how pleasant it is for what? Brethren to dwell together. How? In unity. And we're unified when we all put on the same thing. Not that we all wear the same thing. But here we put on kindness. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. As we go down the pathway of kindness, there's going to be some sights that we see along the way. We're going to become a blessing to others. We'll have opportunities to witness. It'll be proof of our love and devotion to Christ. And it will bring about unity of the brethren. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1 says this. Therefore, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity. That means sometimes keeping the unity among the brethren takes work, Brother Sutliff. It takes work. I'm going to have to put on some things. I'm going to have to put off some things. But we can create a spirit of unity just as long as we're all putting on the same thing. And one of those things is kindness. I don't think it's too much of a stretch that no matter who walks in here, we're kind. We're kind to. It was about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. Mrs. Dickinson came running to me. I was here getting ready. Maybe it was about a year. She came kind of frantic. She said, Pastor Russo, there's a man here that just wants to pray. I said, okay. That's good because we're a church. Excellent place to come pray. So I came in and there she was. And she's I said, hold on one second. And I came in and saw Mr. Sean for the very first time. I said, sir, can I help you? He's like, I'm just looking for a prayer room. I said, well, we're about to have church if you'd like to stay. He goes, no, I don't do church. I said, okay. Remember that, Mrs. Dickinson? He's like, I'm just going to go. I said, well, you're more than welcome to stay. We would love to have you. He's like, I don't do this. He goes, I just wanted a quiet room to pray. I said, well, we have classrooms. He's like, I'm leaving. I said, okay. I think you got his number or something. Mrs. Dickinson's on it. She's on it. She was kind and caring, and she reached out to him, and he came back. And you've seen the change in his life. Unbelievable. What happened? Someone was kind. And it brought about unity. Hey, no matter what that person looks like, they ought to experience kindness. No matter who they run into. Why? Because we're all wearing it. We all got it on. It's the unity of the brethren. It's kindness. It's a uniform of the Christian. It defines who we are. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Kindness. Doing good to others. Tenderness of heart. Assisting in distress. As we go down that pathway of kindness, we'll be a blessing to others. We'll have opportunities for witness. It'll be proof of our love and devotion to Christ. It'll bring about unity among the brethren. Who doesn't want to travel down that road? There are certain states that... Wisconsin's one of those states. Zero tolls in Wisconsin. Say, oh, that's great. Mega potholes in Wisconsin. Why? Because they don't tax the life out of them, the Wisconsiners, and the road doesn't get taken care of. And my brother-in-law and I, we complain about it. This is awful driving down this road. No one travels down the pathway of kindness and go, this is awful, this is horrible. Being a blessing to others, opportunities to witness, proof of my love for Christ, unity among the brethren. Yuck! Get me off this road! You tell me the drawback to kindness. There is none. There's an exit off of kindness. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. You know, they talk about gateway drugs. If you do this drug, it'll possibly lead to the next drug. Hey, I'm just warning you. If you're kind on a regular basis, there's a possibility you're going to exit the road of kindness and jump right onto the road of charity. Sure. You're going to start putting into action love. It is the gateway to charity. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Kindness leads to love. They're closely tied. 1 John chapter 3. We're almost done. 1 John chapter 3. First John chapter 3 and verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? But let's take the antithesis of that, the opposite. But whoso has God's good and seeth his brother have need and open it up to him, how much dwelleth the love of God in him? Can't be kind and be separate from God's love. They go together. They're tied. John chapter 13. Look there. John chapter 13. John chapter 13 and verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this, look at this. John 13, 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The gateway to charity is kindness. And the kindness is what brings about our identification in Christ. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Can't separate kindness and charity. They go hand in hand. So as you travel down the pathway of kindness, you will see charity. You will see life impacting charity. We've all been the recipient of it. Now the time is that we be the exerciser of it. Lastly, 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The last mark along our pathway of kindness is that we'll have a deeper knowledge of Christ. Our obedience to God creates a deeper love and knowledge of Christ. And our obedience to kindness. So I don't want to be kind. You're commanded to be kind. It is what distinguishes a Christian. It is what we ought to put on every single day. If you have a uniform and maybe for work or whatever, you don't feel right unless you have it on. Going into work and you're missing something. We've all done that before. It's a busy morning. I remember last summer, came in and I don't know what happened. Sarah was here at choir practice. She didn't give me the look over. I came in and I was wearing sandals. It's like, I don't know how this happened. I felt weird, so I just stood back here. I didn't know what to do. I was out of uniform. I didn't feel... Hey, if we walk out of the house without kindness, if we maneuver around our house without kindness, we ought to feel undone. It ought to be part of us. See, what impact does that have? Well, let me ask you, what impact has kindness had on you? What are the life-distinguishing moments in your life? The things that have defined who you are. The things that you'll never forget. Guaranteed, some of them are incredible acts of self-sacrifice and kindness to you. So many years ago, a teacher asked her students to list the names of other students in the room on two sheets of paper, leaving a space between each name. She then told them to think of the nicest thing they could say about each of their classmates and write it down. It took the remainder of the class period to finish their assignment, and as the students left the room, each one handed in their papers. That Saturday, the teacher wrote down the name of each student on a separate sheet of paper and listed what everyone else had said about that individual. On Monday, she gave each student his or her list. Before long, the entire class was smiling. Really? She heard whispered. I never knew that I meant anything to anyone. And she heard, I didn't know others liked me so much, were most of the comments. No one ever mentioned those papers in class again. She never knew if they discussed them after class or with their parents, but it didn't matter. The exercise has accomplished its purpose. The students were happy with themselves and one another, and the group of students moved on. Some years later, one of the students was killed in Vietnam. His teacher attended the funeral of that special student. The church was packed with his friends. One by one, those who loved him took a last walk by the coffin. The teacher was the last to do so. As she stood there, one of the soldiers who acted as pallbearer came up to her. Were you Mark's math teacher? He asked. She nodded, yes. Then he said, Mark talked about you a lot. After the funeral, most of Mark's former classmates went together to a luncheon. Mark's mother and father were there, obviously waiting to speak with the teacher. They said, "We want to show you something." His father said, taking out a wallet out of his pocket, "They found this on Mark when he was killed. We thought you might recognize it." Opening the billfold, he carefully removed two worn pieces of notebook paper that had obviously been taped, folded, and refolded many times. The teacher knew without looking that the papers were the ones on which she had listed all the good things each of Mark's classmates had said about him. "Thank you so much for doing that," Mark's mother said. As you can see, Mark treasured it. All of Mark's former classmates started to gather around. Charlie smiled rather sheepishly and said, "I still have my list. It's in the top drawer of my desk at home." Chuck's wife said, "Chuck asked me to put his on our wedding album." "I have mine too," Marilyn said. "It's in my diary." And Vicky, another classmate, reaching into her pocketbook, took out her wallet and showed her worn and frazzled list to the group. "I carry this with me at all times," Vicky said. And without batting an eyelash, she continued, "I think we all saved our lists." That's when the teacher finally sat down and cried. She cried for Mark and for all his friends who would never see him again. Kindness doesn't cost a thing. Anybody can do it. And it has a dramatic impact on the recipient of kindness. You don't know how necessary it is. It is the thing in which we all desire. Please be kind to me. And if we all had the t-shirt, we would all wear it. But also the cloak of kindness ought we also to wear to show towards others. Because it is the character trait of a Christian. Tell those you love how much you appreciate them. Be kind to them. Let's all stand. Kindness in itself is almost unnatural because it is a byproduct of knowing Christ. Maybe tonight after service you want to go up and maybe there's something not right, or maybe you want to come and in a moment we'll have an invitation. Maybe you just want to come and ask the Lord, "Lord, would you please help me? Will you please help me to be kind? Will you help me to see the value of kindness? Help me to get on the pathway of kindness." Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this short time invitation now. And God, that whatever it is that you spoke to someone's heart about, or maybe some just want to come and thank you for being so kind to them. But God, I pray that we would make a decision in our own hearts to be kind towards others. Lord, we do love you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here this morning? Well, this evening.